I believe in the forgiveness of sins. The glorious mystery of the resurrection of Jesus brings to the world the exceptional gift of peace, the greeting of the risen one to his disciples, and the forgiveness of sins that Christ announces and grants to the apostles the very day of his resurrection. They are like two sides of the same coin, the forgiveness that peace generates and the peace that wells up from the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins underpins the mission of Christ in the world because, as St. Paul says, he was put to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification, with the result that peace extends to us because he is our peace. Jesus means Savior. He has come to save people from their sins. In accordance with this mission, the Lord had shown his mercy to sinners, but it was essential that such power be granted to people. For that reason, he wanted to communicate it to his church. And in his appearance on the afternoon of the resurrection, he said to the apostles, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." In the Church, therefore, the forgiveness of sins exists by virtue of an infinite condescension of God to man. The Apostles' Creed professes faith in the remission of sins by saying, "I believe in the forgiveness of sins," which the Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed expresses more specifically, saying, "We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins." We will explain the role of the sacraments of baptism and penance further on. We are sinners. Man is born with original sin, inherited from our first parents, Adam and Eve. Moreover, throughout our life, all of us sin. We offend God because we do not do what he asks of us. We also offend our fellow men, and in this way we offend God too. Man has a great need of God's forgiveness. Christ forgave sins. While Jesus Christ was on earth, he forgave the sins of those who repented. In the Gospel, this power of Christ is emphasized. He could do so because, in addition to being true man, he was also true God. "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven," he says to the paralytic. And to the sinful woman who was present in Simon's house, he says, "Your sins are forgiven." Christ gives to the Church the power of forgiving sins. When on the afternoon of the resurrection, Christ gave the Holy Spirit to his apostles, it was precisely the power of forgiving sins that he gave them. "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." The Church exercises this power mainly in the sacraments of baptism and penance. There is only one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. When Jesus was about to ascend into heaven, he said to his apostles, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned." Christ wanted to link the forgiveness of sins to faith and baptism. Baptism is the first sacrament that pardons sins and removes them all completely, although this does not eliminate the weakness of man's nature, nor free him of his disordered desires. The sacrament of penance. The effect of baptism is so radical that it would be possible to think of a consequent state of innocence. Nevertheless, man's freedom is fragile, and he finds himself, time after time, in need of forgiveness. Christ knew our condition, so he established another means of reconciliation for those who have fallen after baptism, the sacrament of penance, which reconciles us with God and the Church. The Church can forgive all sins. There is no sin, no matter how serious it is, that the Church cannot forgive. Christ redeemed us from sin, offering his life for us. He wished that in the Church the doors of forgiveness would always be open to those who repent of their sins. In the Church, the power of forgiving sins by means of the sacrament of penance has been given only to those who have received the sacrament of holy orders, that is to say, the bishops and priests. We have to be thankful for this gift of Christ to his Church. How easy it is to thank God for giving the Church the power of forgiving sins. St. John Chrysostom said, "Priests have received a power that God has given neither to angels nor to archangels. God approves in heaven everything that the priests do here on earth." And St. Augustine says, "If in the Church there were no remission of sins, there would be no hope, no expectation of an eternal life, and of an eternal liberation." Let us thank God who has given this gift to the Church. Resolutions for Christian Life. Go frequently and truly contrite to the sacrament of penance. Give thanks to God for the immense gift of Christ to his Church, the mission and the power to truly forgive sins.